Welcome to the Abundant Life Podcast, bringing you encouragement and challenging believers to spiritual change and growth by applying biblical principles to everyday life. And now your hosts, Sasso Mendez and Ben Arellano.
Welcome everybody to the Abundant Life Podcast. I'm here with my good friend and brother in the faith, Sasso Mendez.
Full as can be, Ben, from our dinner tonight.
Dude, it was like Thanksgiving before Thanksgiving.
Oh, it was delicious. We had chicken at church, but you missed out.
But I had chicken away from church.
Well, there was about 350 people or something. I mean, it was packed.
Yeah, I mean, that line was it was a mile long, I think.
Yeah, shout out to Teresa. She got the workers fried chicken. Everybody else had healthy baked chicken, but we had fried chicken.
Was that fried chicken from Fry's? Or
it was from Fry's. Yeah.
How's the chicken there?
It's good. Okay. I think Winco's a little bit better.
I do like Winco chicken. I think we may add that one to the reviews, to the taco.
The Winco chicken?
Yeah, I do like the.
I may grow wings because we had Winco chicken on Friday as
Dude,
well.
And it was bomb. I had, how many pieces did you have?
Four or five.
Whoa, really?
Yeah.
Wow, I think I had three.
Two thighs, two wings.
You know? See, I felt bad because there was a lot of people getting the thighs. So I got one thigh. I just went ahead and got a breast because I thought, you know, it's everybody getting thighs. And then I went back for seconds and I saw there were still thighs. So I'm like, okay, cool. So I got another thigh.
I'm not a big white meat person.
I'm not either.
I think it's kind of dry.
Yeah, I do too.
So
I got to put sauce on it or something. But
yeah.
But the thighs were bomb. But that breading that they put on there from Winco, I don't know what seasoning they add. But it's pretty bomb, dude.
It's addictive. It's MSG or something.
Put you to sleep, man. Put you right to sleep.
Oh, man. It's like chicken crack. I don't know what's on there, but it's delicious. It's like you keep coming back for more, you know? But we had plenty on Friday night, too, because they gave me some to take home. So I have some in my fridge right now. And then I have some from today as well.
Wow.
So, yeah, I hope Lainey and Nate are hungry when they come over.
Quick shout out to my wife because it was her birthday. And quick shout out to Razzie. Birthday. It'll be his birthday on Monday.
This
was
19?
Yes, 19.
Holy, I saw he's growing a little beard there, maybe on the.
He's got a little fuzz there on the bottom. I don't know. He shaved earlier this year, and I thought it looked good. I liked him shaved.
But it's getting cold, Ben. So he has to protect his face.
Did you see his hair though? I mean, that hair, that fro, bro. I think that'll keep him nice and warm.
Yeah, keep it cut. You know what I mean? Send him there. You know what I mean?
He can grow out that fro. It looks good though, man. It's like it's poofy.
Yeah, it looks good. Keep him warm, and he can need that. You know, in those colder temperatures in Iowa.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, corn can only do so much there. You know.
Well, you know, he's longboarding. He does a lot of longboarding, and you know, I guess he's trying to get as much in there as possible because then snow comes and ice and
can't longboard in the snow.
No, and there's no mountains. He was talking about maybe, you know, snowboarding. I'm like, where are you going to go? It's like in the cornfield. But I guess you could cross country ski there. I mean, you can do that on the flats. You know,
yeah, it's like a treadmill right in the snow, pretty much. Just, you're not going anywhere really. You just.
I don't know. It doesn't sound appealing.
And Marvin Gaye, no mountain high enough. That doesn't mean much there. You know what I mean? There's not many mountains.
Oh, man.
Here in Arizona, yeah, of course.
Well, shout out to Rebecca, too, because, man, that cheesecake on Friday night. Oh, man.
I didn't get any. It was gone already.
She made this, like, strawberry topping.
Oh, yeah, that was good.
Dude, I got the COVID thing. I got smell, taste. But
I did have some. It was delicious.
I could taste that strawberry. It was amazing. And my wife said that the cheesecake was just amazing. My wife, she loves.
Can she taste now, your wife?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she can smell and taste.
Rebecca's milking the strawberry like this. To get that very sweetness out of that strawberry.
I'll tell you what, that stuff was delicious.
We had three desserts because we had the cupcakes and then we had a rod.
Oh, because rods. The chocolate.
Yeah, chocolate. It was in the freezer for like 2 months.
I think, I wanted to eat some of that too, but I was like, man, if I got to pick one, I got the cheesecake with the strawberry. It was delicious.
I had one taste of the cheesecake, and then I had a cupcake because the cheesecake was gone.
Yeah, I didn't. I saw the cupcakes, but.
I heard rumors people took two pieces, Ben. I heard it. Rumors.
Oh, man.
Party one.
Diane. Well, I don't know who. Somebody pulled out a couple pieces of the cheesecake and gave it to Diane to take home.
Oh, that's nice.
He separated it. I think it was.
Well, did she share it with you? When you got home from those two she got or no?
No.
Did she give you any strawberry drizzle?
No. Well, yeah, it was already on there.
Oh, they drizzled it. Pre-drizzled before they gave
that
it.
That strawberry drizzle was
like strawberry milking it. The teeth of the strawberry were milked.
Almond milk.
Yeah, it was awesome. If you go to YouTube, you can watch us doing the motions of milking. Woo-woo. Yeah, very, very nice. It was good.
It was good. But so I'm looking forward to Thanksgiving. You know, we're just gonna probably play it safe and just do just a normal turkey. You know, some
you're not
stuffing.
Smoking it.
I'm smoking it.
Okay,
I'm smoking it, bro.
Very nice.
But yeah, just turkey. You know, mashed potatoes, stuffing, green beans, just the norm. You know, nothing super fancy.
That sounds pretty nice.
Hey man, I'm game for that. Like, just keep it simple. My dad might make a mole. You ever tried mole?
It's okay.
But
my dad. It's okay.
But you've never had New Mexico mole. It's different. No. It's completely different. So the one that they make here is Sonoran, I think. And they put like chocolate in it and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's weird.
It is weird. Yeah, it's very strange. Weird. To me, it's weird because we don't put chocolate. It's more like, you like pozole?
It's okay.
Yeah, okay, it's so good.
It's okay. It's a one taco. It's okay.
It's made with chicken. We make it with chicken and red chili.
Okay.
But it's got some certain spices in there that just...
So your dad's pretty good at that.
Yeah, he's got the family recipe at this point. It's been handed down to him. So
did he give it to you yet or no?
You know, I kind of have it in my head. I know the flavors and the taste. And I think if I would play with the recipe, I could probably figure it out. Because I know what goes into it. I just, I don't know all the portions. But
you're going to be like Jacob. You're going to put your hand under his thigh and he's going to give you the recipe. Write this down, my son. Put your hand under my thigh.
I just read that, in fact, which makes it funny. That's hilarious. Put your hand under my thigh, son.
Let me tell you the secret of the mole. The New Mexico mole.
And the tamales. Yeah, I get the tamales recipe.
Put it here while it's warm. Well, I went to Mexico and they had a butcher shop and they had different mole flavors and one of them was chocolate.
Yeah.
Like Mexico City, like in the market.
It's traditional.
And like, you know, they give you they cut you off a little, you know, the little chunk of it.
Yeah.
Like it was pastor and then people put that in their mole.
So. Yeah, it's traditional.
But the chocolate
there.
Is weird.
It is weird to me. It makes it sweet. I don't know. Yeah.
I don't like meat and sweet, unless it's a sweet red chili chicken wing. You know what I mean?
Right. Or a barbecue sauce or something.
Yeah, but a little sweet. That chocolate is too much sweet. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's too much sweet.
That's like me on Valentine's Day. It's too, a little too sweet, you know? You just need to dial it back a little bit.
Yeah, if I'm going to do chocolate, I'm going to do the abuelita's hot chocolate. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. For a drink.
Yeah, for a drink, not for food.
I don't
food.
Want chicken
I'm
in
not going to put my chicken in there. Yeah.
That's awkward.
Put your chicken in abuelita's, bro. Oh,
put a pal on that. No, thank you.
oh man.
Well, we're going off the rails here.
Well, I'm telling you, though, you know, we will typically have leftovers, man. So what do you think of turkey tacos?
Well, I think they're good. I think we're supposed to have some on Saturday. That's what my sister proposed. So we'll see for the ASU game.
So how is that? Is that hard shell,
yes.
Turkey, and then you put cheese. Lettuce, cheese, whatever.
Oh, you know, my mom, like, they pull the turkey, right? And then they put the garlic and the onions and
the
chicken and mix it all up.
They fry it up a little bit.
Oh, and they put in the taco and they fry it, deep fry it, and they put the cheese to melt, you know?
With the turkey in it.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's going to be kind of crispy.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be crispy.
Oh,
yes.
Man.
Yeah.
Okay.
When you take it back, you know what I mean? It's going to sound great. Yeah, it's good. I mean, we've traditionally had them on Fridays. So Black Friday for us meant turkey tacos.
That's awesome. So salsa, fresh salsa?
I don't know about fresh salsa, but there will be salsa there. I don't know if she'll make it or not.
You want to make one?
If she listens to this, she might.
I can make one.
If you want to make one, it's fine.
I'll make one.
She won't begrudge you of that.
I'll make one.
Some chips from, you know, Zamora's.
Winko? Oh, Zamora's. Oh.
Zamora's chips. That's good.
Oh, yeah.
You like kings, you know what I mean?
Dude, okay.
And then just quick shout out before we go too far here is about the abundantlife.fm. If you guys have a chance to take a look at that. Ben has put a little taco at the bottom of that webpage. So if you could take a look at that, there's some Easter eggs there for you to go hunting for. I think it's a pretty cool aspect he put in there. And then he made it match color the colors of our new logo that Tracy made for us.
Yeah.
So it looks pretty legit. So the restaurants we go to will be adding five taco or one taco production. You know?
We may not add the one tacos. We're probably going to add the threes and up. And so one thing I was contemplating, though, because I did rate them based on what me and Sasso think, and I may need to go back and edit those. But and I was just telling my wife about this, is maybe what I'll do is add instead of just making it a static rating that we rate, maybe leave it open to people that have tried those places and they can go and rate it also, and it averages it out. So we can start it, you know, like if, you know, we went to a taco place, 4 stars, we'll put 4 stars. And then as people, you know, want to go and they can rate it themselves and it'll average
like
it out.
Median rating.
Like, right. Yeah. Exactly. So I don't know. I was thinking about
taco
that.
Taco Bell is 1 star. One taco for sure. We won't even put them on there.
No, they won't even make the list, bro. No.
Okay.
Two and under. They're just not going to make
the
list.
Okay. Not worth the web space.
No.
Okay.
No, no Taco Bell. That's not even real meat, bro.
No, I don't know what that is, to be honest.
It's I don't know. Is it
when you add water with powder and you call it meat, that's not meat. You know what I mean? I don't know what that
when
is.
When you're mixing the meat, that's not.
Yeah.
It's like pancake mix.
Ooh, it comes out that way too. You know what I mean? But yeah, it's not good.
We digress. We digress.
Sorry, I took it there. I apologize in advance.
All right, man. Well, let's get into some content here. Well, actually, before we get into the content, just as also mentioned, we did a little upgrade on the website. So if you get a chance, check it out, abundantlife.fm.
Subscribe.
Another thing that we did, we created a Facebook page. So if you would do us a huge favor, go out and like our Facebook page. That would be cool. And again, we do have the YouTube channel. So we are recording this episode here. And so do check us out on YouTube. If you go to YouTube, please do subscribe. Hit that subscribe button. Give us a like. And also, I was gonna ask for a huge favor. If you guys go out to, if you guys use Apple phone and you use Apple Podcasts, definitely go on, rate us, and leave us some feedback. And the reason for that is because we can get listed a little bit higher into the directory. So they have directories, and then they have, it's broken up into categories, and so they have, you know, like the religious category or whatever, and you get, you know, people like Joel Osteen at the top, and it's like. He does not need to be at the
it's
top.
Like Father Joe, right? It's number one or something.
Yeah, I don't know. So it's like, come on, man. I mean, this is all false teachers and stuff. So if you would go on and give us a rating on there, and you know, give us a comment, give us some feedback, and we would greatly appreciate that. You can follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and we're trying to get our social media channels more populated. So do check us out there, and yeah, subscribe to the podcast and whatever channel you listen on, whether it's Google Podcasts or Amazon or iHeart or Spotify. Just subscribe. That way you get notified when we drop a new episode. So
absolutely,
that was a mouthful, bro. Yeah. So with that said, we've got a special episode today. Okay, so it's not a super, you know. Formal episode where we're teaching something. It's really an episode about Thanksgiving, and so just because it's around the holiday, and we want to talk a little bit about Thanksgiving from a biblical aspect of it, and also give thanks to God for all of these blessings that He's given us. So I've got a little bit of a list here of things I'm thankful for. I think Sasso has the same. But Sasso's going to kick us off with 1828.
The Webster's Dictionary says...
It's traditional, bro.
Yeah,
traditional.
We can't break that, right?
No, it's traditional.
Thankfulness is an expression of gratitude, acknowledgement of a favor, gratitude, a lively sense of good received, the celebration of these holy mysteries being ended, retire with all thankfulness of heart for having been admitted to that heavenly feast.
Amen. And our key verse that we're going to go off of is Ephesians 5:20. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And I'm going to follow that verse up with 1 Thessalonians 5:18. And give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. So I'm going to just start off with one of the first things on my list here. And I'm just thankful for God's grace. John 1:16 says, for from his fullness we have received grace upon grace. And, you know, it's one of those things where I'm thankful for the grace that he gave to me in salvation. I'm thankful for the grace that he gives me on a daily basis. I was talking to Sasso a little bit about something dumb I did earlier this past week. And I'm so thankful for God's grace, because it is God's grace. And it's, you know, I mean, I'm human and I mess up. I did something dumb, but through God's grace, I mean, it all worked out, and it all worked out good or okay. And so I'm so thankful for God's grace. You know, I don't deserve it. Even as pastor was preaching today, and you know, we don't deserve this. We don't deserve what we have. We don't deserve these things. But he's just so graceful. So I'm thankful for all of those things. You know, even this past week we had been, struggling with the live stream. And, you know, it was interesting. I had gone in, and it was actually the same day I went in, when I did that dumb thing. And we were doing some testing with the live stream, and we went in, and it's funny, we fired it all up, and it just worked.
Did it work today?
Thank you, Lord. You know what? It was a little shaky towards the end. We have some ideas of what's going on. But I think we're getting through the problems. Hopefully we're making headway on it. We really want the live stream to go out. We have people all over the country, even in some other countries that do tune in. And so we want to make sure and get that out there for those folks. But I'm thankful for God's grace. That's one on my list.
And man, I will say, I tend to look at things on the other side of the coin here, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ is, I remember this day for me personally, prior to 2016 was a day that I worked retail. And so I would always work this Sunday, and it was getting ready for Black Friday, Gray Thursday, how it's called. And so today, as I worked, helped in the kitchen, I was thankful that I was able to be in church, because I would always miss the that.
Because you're getting ready.
Because I was getting ready, because I was working at my job, you know. And just thankful to God. I think sometimes we tend to, and you know, that retail job was not always the best job for obvious reasons. But God taught me so much in that job and so much in that role and so much in getting my eyes on people and salvation and not just the job itself. And jobs come and go, and I'm thankful for what he taught me there at Target. And it's funny because my circumstances never changed, but my attitude did because God saw to show me different things. So I'm thankful for that. And we tend to forget all the things that God, even in the hardships, that God is constantly teaching us and to get our eyes off ourselves or off our problems and to get our eyes on people. Cause that's what life's about, right? I mean, it's about, impacting the kingdom, telling people about Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I don't know how you do that if you're not thankful to your creator. I don't know how nobody wants a gospel that is not a thankful gospel.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Well, it's hard to be a testimony if you're not living it out and if you're not
doom and gloom.
Discipline. Yeah. If you're not disciplined, it's like, I don't want to be like that, dude. It's like, man, you know what I mean?
And I think they notice a change in you too, like from the previous, and like, sure. Wow, you're different. And and God changes that. And I'm just thankful to God for that. And I think in the moment, we're not always thankful, right? I'm sure you weren't thankful when you were injured.
Right.
But I'm sure God taught you things through injury.
Oh, yeah.
And we tend to forget that aspect of being thankful, you know. And I also look at just the job, right? We talked about employment last podcast, and just how this week was it's been busy for the last 3-4 months in my job. And I want to complain about the overtime, and God's like, remember, you just wanted to work a job. You didn't care. Yeah. You were unemployed.
Yeah.
And we forget, and you know, he uses our jobs to provide for us, and we complain about it, or we complain about the aspects of it, instead of being thankful.
Right. Right.
And I'm sure that's the children of Israel drove. I'm sure they angered the Lord because of their complaining and because they weren't thankful. They didn't realize what God had done for them. And I mean, if you look in, like, he parted the Red Sea, for crying out loud. And they're
food,
and they complain.
We want to go back.
And for us, we do the same. I mean, I do the same thing. Like, you know, what's for dinner? And it's chicken casserole or something like that.
Lemon chicken?
Yeah. Lemon chicken. We're talking about this week about the tuna casserole that we... Oh, were you there when they brought the tuna casserole?
No.
So a class did that, right? And it was nice of them to make us a meal, but it was tuna casserole. And some people got, like, extra helpings. They thought it was, like, chicken. So they put, like, 3 or 4 scoops. They took a bite of it and, like, I think this chicken's bad. It tastes like fish. Like, well, it's because tuna casserole. And in those moments, we forget to be thankful God gave us substance.
Yeah.
And we're blessed to live in a great country where we don't have to worry about food.
Right. No, and you know, it's funny. I got a call this morning from my cousin Nico. And by the way, thanks for the call this morning, cousin. Appreciate the encouragement. But he was talking about just like you, he was in a job and he was not satisfied in the job. His manager was a real pain, I guess. And so he started applying for a bunch of jobs, and he was like, why can't I get a job? Why can't I get a job? And he said he prayed about it. And then the Lord just, you know, he's like, he put an impress on him. It's your motive. It's your heart attitude. So he said after that, you know, he lightened up and he was, you know, doing his job. And then eventually a job came across and he got the job, and it was actually a really good job that he wanted. He really wanted that job. So I think it's all about, it's a heart motive. Mm-hmm. It's your motive, man.
Be thankful.
Be thankful. Yep. So I've got another one here. Thankful for God's provision. Genesis 22:14 says, so Abraham called the name of that place, the Lord will provide, or Jehovah Jireh. And so God has provided, I mean, just so much for our family over this past year. You know, Jaden had surgery earlier in April, and it was a pretty rough one. It was a it was a hard time for all of us, but mostly for him. But man, he's made it through. The God just provided healing. He provided the finances to pay for the surgery. I mean, he's doing great now. I mean, he's playing soccer. He's playing basketball, and he's doing good. And he looks great on the court. I'm thrilled, and I'm just thankful to God for that. I mean, it's because of the Lord. Another one is, you know, Razzie went off to college this year, and you know, college is expensive, and you know, Razzie had been saving up, he'd been working, and just how the Lord provides. I mean, Razzie got a couple scholarships, you know, and you know, I think his school's almost all paid for, and so we're so thankful. Same with Jaden. I mean, Jaden goes to private school. It's not cheap, but again, I mean, the Lord's just been providing through the STOs here in Arizona, which is, man, thank the Lord for those STOs, man. Those, you know, people giving their tax money instead of sending it to the state, they can donate to a kid's private school. And so, man, it's awesome. And then he gets scholarships and all kinds of stuff. So, and then just even with me, like, you know, just little things that the Lord provides, even for our family, just financially. And we're just so thankful, because God just provides. He's an amazing provider. I mean, he provides exactly what we need.
Amen. And I mean, to go back off of Nate and Razzie going to college, and Nate as well. And I think the perspective I got from that is, I'm thankful for God bringing to light that Kate's in the 10th grade, and Nate's 18 years went by super fast.
Oh, yeah.
And looking back, so now I have 3 years with Kate, mm-hmm. and that's not even 3 years anymore. And that clock's ticking. And he kind of gave me, I'm thankful for the insight he gave me on that, to say, you know, take advantage of the time that you have with Kate at this time, because yeah. Nate, I didn't really realize it. And then, like I said, he went to camp and
it was
I was all sad. And I didn't think, you know, that day was coming, and that day comes and you're just like, ugh. Oh, when you dropped him off for school and how sad you felt. Like, wow, that's like, I no longer have the influence that I once had. I mean, I still have the influence.
I think you do. And I think as they grow older, I think that they will even have, you'll have even maybe more influence.
But you know, it's just not the everyday, like right. You see him correction or, hey, don't do that.
Right.
What's wrong with you? You just, you know what I mean? Yeah, I can't believe you did this. That's stupid.
You didn't replenish the tea. Come on, bro.
You got it down to half a gallon. And I you know what I mean? We're going to run out of tea any minute now. And Laney and Nate are coming, so I got to be thankful for them. And then just in those times, I think we got to realize, like, maybe they are messy, or maybe they drink all your tea, but praise God, they're there to drink it.
Amen.
And you're there to spend time with them. And we forget, like, and that's what I'm saying, the nuances of, we worry about the everyday life stuff that doesn't matter, instead
trivial.
Of saying, wow, I just get to spend time with them, or I wish I could take them out to dinner, or I wish I could spend time, or go to ball game, or whatever that looks like. And Laney too. And didn't have Laney very long in the house, and she kind of, you know, went to college and got married, and but she's coming too. And I just think God, I'm thankful for that perspective that God's given me with Kate, that I do have a couple more years with her. And I'm thankful for the time that Nate's able to come and Laney's able to come, and we're able to spend time and to cherish those moments. And I think in the, you know, like people, I think there's a poem like, without darkness, you wouldn't appreciate the light, and without sorrow, you wouldn't appreciate love. And and that's true. I mean, there's one aspect, and we're to be thankful in all things, even in the sorrow, because in the sorrow, we're thankful for, you know, the comfort that God gives us. And God does allow sorrow in our lives. And I think that's his time to show us that he's a great comforter.
He's the answer.
And that's what we draw close to. Yeah. And I remember, just like we talked about, the discipline of a father and mother. And in those times of spanking, that's when I drew close, because I was in pain, you know, and you just wanted to be comforted.
Yeah.
And same thing in life. And that's what our Heavenly Father does, is he comforts us. And I'm just very thankful for, you know, his goodness. And I mean, I like to read, you know, Psalms 107:1. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good.
Amen.
For his mercy endureth forever. I think sometimes we coin that phrase, like, God is good, when things happen good for us, but we don't seem to carry that same sentiment when things maybe do not happen for us as we thought.
Yeah.
But he's still good. It didn't change. It's our perspective changed on him, but he's still good. And I'm just thankful that, just for the insight God gives us, and just what he's given me in these, you know, the years as I get older, and I can look back and see how God was coordinating that from the beginning, that he truly is good in all things.
Another thing I'm thankful for is God's love. Romans 8:38 says, "For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Amen.
And I'm just so thankful, you know, for God's love. I mean, as I mentioned earlier, you know, Jaden had the surgery. And so it was a rough time. And we were in the hospital, I think, 5 days. We got out of there and we were tired. You know, you don't sleep in the hospital. And we had all these families reaching out to us, bringing us meals, you know, and even recently with our Rona experience, we had families bringing us food and, you know, texting us, checking on us. And, you know, it's just how God's just showing us love. And it's amazing. We're so thankful for God's love.
I mean, I go off with those verses too, because in our lifetime, physical lifetime, maybe there's friends or family members that you've been separated from because of something you've done, or there's been a beef, or there's been just a difference of opinion on something or misunderstanding.
Well, even Paul and Barnabas.
Yeah. Sharp contention.
Yeah.
They were separated.
Right? Right.
And God says, there's nothing you can do to separate my love for you.
Yeah.
And we do a lot of dumb stuff. We leave him. We forsake him. We choose to do wrong. We choose to go our own way. We're hypocritical at times. And I was talking to somebody today that she was saying that she didn't buy a house from her cousin. Because her cousin's a realtor. And her cousin cut her off. Just like, we're done. Like, you know, you're basically taking food out of my kid's mouth. And wow. It doesn't take long on this earth to separate people from relationships. Whether there's marriages, you know, whatever it is, friendships, and we do things and we get sideways or we get hurt, offended. But God says there's nothing you can do to, and that's the only relationship that I ever know of in this earth that's super unconditional.
It's actually
unconditional. Yeah, because if, I mean, I came home and I told Rebecca, like, hey, I'm my girlfriend's coming over for Thanksgiving, you know, like, excuse me, what? But your girlfriend, your who? You, what? You know, she might get the Glock and, he might take me out, you know. I'd sleep with one eye open, you know, and because it's conditional. We're in a union, a contract, a marriage, a covenant,
right,
that we've made commitments to each other to not be broken by that. Amen. But God says, I have an eternal covenant with you that nothing that you will ever do will ever separate me from loving you.
Wow.
And I'll just give you a quick testimony. I was at my dad's house yesterday. And I was, you know, working in his house. And some kid came up to me, just walked across the lawn, caught me off guard. And I was like, what, you know, what's up? And Rebecca's like, you're weird. Because every time somebody, you're like, what's up? Like, you put your defense up. Like, you know what I mean? Because you don't know what's coming. Right?
Why are you coming at me sideways, bro?
And this guy had a Bible. And he had Romans. And he said, for by grace are you... He just went in. For by grace are you saved through faith. That on yourself. It is a gift of God, not a works, lest any man should boast. He said, Jesus died for you. And I said, oh, amen. I was. He was preaching to me, and I was like, hey, man, that's good. Amen, that's good. That's good stuff. And he said, are you 100% sure you're going to heaven? I said, oh, yes, I am. And he said, okay, but do you know that you can't lose your salvation? That there's nothing you can do. You can be really, really bad, and you'll still be saved if you've accepted Jesus Christ. I said, yeah. But do you know you're going to heaven? Like, I don't think he's listening to me. And I said, yes, I'm 100% sure that I would go to heaven. And I said, because it's not based on me. It's based on the finished work of Jesus Christ.
That's right.
And then it clicked in his mind. And he said, oh, you're a believer. I said, I'm trying to tell you that for like 5 minutes. But I say, hey, man, I mean, that's powerful. I appreciate you. You know,
that's God. Love. That's that you're love, out man. Here yeah.
telling people yeah. of how they can get to heaven. And he had all these verses marked on his Bible. And I told him, yeah, I'm a born-again believer. And he said, praise God, man, me too. And he was just saying, God loves you no matter what. And I said, absolutely. And I think sometimes we get carried away with God loving us. He does love us no matter what, but doesn't give us the license to,
that's
to
right.
do. Just like your marriage, right? No matter how much my wife loves me, doesn't mean, well, if I do these, I bring home a Sanchita or a girlfriend, she's going to be okay with that. I mean, there's... Right. I mean,
there's parameters, anyway, yeah.
Exactly. And I was just praising God for this young man that came to... And I said, yeah, my dad lives here. He's a believer as well. And he was just... He said, the reason I didn't stop when you told me in the beginning, because I didn't believe you, because I've hit all these houses and not one person has said, you know, has answered my questions correctly, and they don't want to hear. And you listen to me. And I said, well, that's what he said. The road is, you know, the road to heaven is narrow. It's not wide.
Right.
But praise God for what you're warning them. Whether or not they choose to heed the warning is not on you. God said he don't put it on you. He puts it on on the hearer. I just thankful that God in these verses here, he says, nothing you can do will separate my love for you, man. Which is not true in any other relationship
powerful.
We have.
Yeah. Powerful. Amen. Amen. And so next thing on my list is I'm super thankful for my wife, Diane. Proverbs 18:22, he who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord. And I'm just so thankful for her. She's such a blessing to me and our children. She's my best friend. I mean, she does so much in our family. You know, even when we were down with the Rona, man, I'm kind of doing the mom duties because she got sick after I did. So I'm already kind of on the road to recovery and she's down. And so I'm doing all the stuff, you know, and it's like, man, she does this all day, every day. She's doing this, you know, she's got part-time work. She's doing, you know, and so I'm like, man, and she just does a lot. And I'm so thankful for her. You know, she's my best friend. I mean, we talk about everything. We spend a lot of time together. I mean, we both work from home. So, you know, we spend a lot of time together. And so she's just a very big, huge blessing to me. Very thankful for her.
Yeah, man. I mean, I think we pray for our wives when I wasn't married. I mean, I know you weren't saved prior to getting married, but I prayed specifically for Rebecca for many years. And sometimes, just like I said before, in the heat of the moment, when you get angry or your wife does something that you don't agree with, I mean, thank God it doesn't. I mean, back in the day, it happened 4 or 5 times a day. It doesn't happen very often anymore. But just how we're not thankful to God for, you know, what she does. And just, I've seen people at our church, there's a lot of widows that have lost a spouse, and you know, we're not grateful until it's gone. And I think we should be thankful, and we should tell our wives, and we should tell them, hey, I'm thankful for you. I thank God for you. And just like the verse, you know, just in 1 Thessalonians 1:2, where he says, we give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers, that, you know, we are to be thankful for our spouse, and God's given us our spouse. And I think about even before the world began, he knew you needed Diane, or he made Diane for you, and Rebecca for me, just like he made Adam and Eve, and just how they compliment us, and we are to compliment them. And, you know, praise God for this. It's a gift from the Lord.
Amen.
You know, there's people that wish they could be in that position that are not. So,
amen.
I'm thankful for Rebecca as well.
Amen. Next one on my list is Jaden in his surgery. I mentioned this earlier in his recovery. 1 Peter 1 says, in this you rejoice, though now for a little while, if necessary, you've been grieved by various trials, so that the tested genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. And I'm just thankful, you know, it's interesting, you know, a couple years ago, we had kind of noticed Jaden, because I give him haircuts, you know. I cut the boys' hairs. Well, not anymore. Now they go to barbers, and, you know, because they got the better clippers or whatever. I still give good haircuts. But anyway, Jane has his shirt off, and we kind of noticed some irregularities. Is that a word? I don't know. Irregularities with his chest. It was kind of caved in a little bit. And we started looking into it, you know, and he had had it. What had happened is he had had a growth spurt. And it just kind of seemed to really accelerate, and it was getting worse. So we kind of looked it up online, and there's this condition, and it's called, let's see if I can pronounce it correctly. It's called pectus excavatum. I think that's how you pronounce it. And basically what it is, it's just your chest is kind of sunken in. We ended up taking him to the Children's Hospital down here, and they did the X-rays, and they did MRI and all of this stuff, and the doctor said, oh yeah, his chest, his breastbone is about 1.5 inches from his spine. And so basically his heart had been pushed over to the left, and his lungs had been pushed over to the right. And I mean, it was just, everything was compressed. And the doctor said, if we do this corrective surgery, he'll have 76% more room in his chest cavity. And I'm thinking, man, I mean, can you imagine? I mean, his lungs are he was fine. He was playing sports and he was fine, but I'm thinking, man, he could probably breathe better and his heart would be, you know, able to pump some blood. And so, man, we did the surgery, and what they do is they go in and they put bars across, they kind of interweave them in the ribs, and it just kind of pushes it out. And over a couple years, I guess the ribs begin to form that way. And so then you actually have a second surgery to pull the bars out. And so, and actually when he did the surgery, they initially were going to put one bar, But when they got in there, it was bad enough that he needed two bars. So they put ended up putting two bars. So, you know, and then he got the nickname Iron Man after that. but yeah, we, like I mentioned earlier, we were in the hospital, you know, almost about a week or so. And he was just, you know, weak and he hurt. It hurt so bad. And I know people that break ribs or have chest injuries or whatever. I know that that's very painful. And so it was hard for him to breathe. In fact, he lost his lungs because he would breathe shallow because it hurt. And so anyway, it was a big trial for Jaden. And for us too, it's hard to see your kid in pain and hurting and, not be able to take that pain away. But the Lord brought him through and it was, you know, he healed him and it took time. And it was a hard road. It was a hard road to recovery. I thank God for, you know, the school at ACA, the teachers were, super gracious with his work. It was in April, you know, he still had almost half of April and all of, you know, May or whatever, for school. And they were real gracious with his work and stuff. So it was definitely a trial. And, I'm just thankful. God is so good. He's faithful. Like I mentioned earlier, we got a lot of love. And so, all praise to God.
I mean, you go back to the health that God's given us. And, I know you were really sick a couple of weeks ago and God's brought you through that and Amen. You still can't taste, unfortunately, or smell. But I think in those moments, when you go through those trials, that you forget to be thankful for the days that God's given you without sickness. And I praise him for that. I mean, I think we had COVID last year and brought us through that. And I just think we take for granted our health. Every day that we wake up, and I think it just... we honestly could spend the whole day and on our knees being thankful for God for what he does for us on a daily basis. And even the things that we have no idea that the angels are protecting us from harm or keeping our homes at night safe. Mm-hmm. Where many times I don't stay up at night worrying somebody's going to break in. When I was a kid, I did oftentimes because of the noises I, you know, heard at night, whatever they were, the boogeyman, whatever. But just we wake up and we're not thankful. Like, you know, thank you, God, for keeping our family safe throughout the night as he is faithful to do so.
Amen. So another one on my list here is friends and fellowship. Acts 2:42 says, and they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship and to the breaking of bread and the prayers. And so it's a blessing to have brothers in Christ. Very thankful for my brother Sasso. We spend a lot of time together. We go to lunch and we talk about things. We talk about things with the Lord. Sasso sending me verses through the day or a sermon to listen to or just praying for me or for the family when we were sick and things like that. So I'm so thankful for Sasso. Thankful for my brother Charles. We do tacos a lot. We go eat tacos and he's a taco head like me. So I'm just thankful for him. And, you know, we meet almost every 2 weeks. We do a little Bible study and it's just a blessing. I think thankful for my brother Jeff, and he's always trying to encourage and reach out and exhort me. And so I'm very thankful for him and his friendship and thankful for Friday nights. We do FTL and it's just, it's an amazing night. It's like a little church service. I love the singing, our small group time, our prayer time, the message and, you know, the food, you know, obviously
the Winco fried chicken,
you know? I'm thankful for, friends and fellowship.
And God's given us Christian fellowship. And I think of us, right? I mean, 2 years ago, we weren't even, I mean, we knew who we were, but we weren't really friends. And last year you came over for Thanksgiving. Yep. You and your family and how God has brought us together. Amen. And I think knitted our friendship together. And we have a lot in common that we didn't realize over the years, and more so than just tacos and other food that we love.
Yep.
But just things in common with God. And I mean, that's, we'd had a friend, abundant friends that we talked about. Our basic theme is Jesus Christ and how he's connected us that way. And I'm thankful for this. We're on episode 26, even where this has come, like where God has given us this podcast together. And the first ones were kind of awkward because we didn't really know what we were doing. And now it seems, I mean, maybe people still think that way, but it's more natural. And people even say like, man, you guys sound like, you know, you've been, you know, and there's some people that you become friends with that you feel like you've been friends with them for a long time. And and for us, I mean, it's really been a year and a half, maybe.
Yeah.
You know, like right before, was it Corona? It was before the Rona, right?
I think it was.
Right before the Rona.
Yeah.
And then we hit. So, you know, so praise God for the people he brings in your life. And even people of Freedom That Last and just how you see God grow them. And, you know, I just praise God for for the friends that he gives us and the abundant friends, as we talked about, and how important Christian friendships are in the Bible. And you look at David and Jonathan and just the Apostle Paul and the churches he went to and the people he loved and he wrote, that we still get to see. And friendship sometimes is that two-way street too, where it's not always positive. Sometimes it's admonishment, or sometimes it's saying things that need to be said. And
hard things.
Yeah. But the hard things are to help us, just like, you know, God and does to us. And I think people, you know, my dad was even telling me, somebody at his church said, you know, you got to have more mercy and grace because God is love. Like, yeah, but you don't understand that love is also discipline.
Yep.
If I just let you do whatever you want, that's not love. That's maybe your impression of it, but that's because I don't care about you.
Right,
I go put your finger in the. I said today, people that had any complaints about the food from the church thing, there was a complaint box right in the socket. Put your finger in there and state your request. You know, put something metal, put your finger in there and make your request.
Yeah. I like the one that has a take a number from the little grenade. Yeah, take a number there.
And just to be thankful. And so I'm thankful for our friendship that God has brought us together. And I think this week we went to two games. And then we had dinner tonight, and then we had Friday night fried chicken. So, but before, for COVID, we went like 2 weeks without seeing. Yeah. And then I had dinner with Charles and Mr. Ginger and William on Tuesday night. And just how, you know, God just brought us together, and just thankful for the friends that God gives us in our life to help us. And I love it because we understand that we're in a war. We have a common enemy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a bad thing when Christians fight against each other, because that's what the enemy wants, and he's having victory.
Division,
That's what he says. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and the powers of darkness. And so thank God for the brothers, and thank God for you, and how we're on podcast 26, you know, and how God has brought us to this point. You know, praise God for that.
Amen to that. So another thing I'm thankful for, and I was reminded of this today even, but I'm thankful for our pastors and our church. James 3:1 says, "Not many of you should become teachers, my fellow believers, because you know that we who teach will be judged more strictly." And I'm just thankful for our pastors because they're true to the word. You know, there's a lot of false teaching, a lot of false teachers out there, teaching heresy,
Joel Osteen. Oh, sorry.
You know what? We can call them out, man. I'm telling you. I know. It's funny. I was flipping through the channels the other morning and ended up on TD Jakes. And oh, my goodness. I'm just like, how does this guy? I'm just like, why do people give this guy money? I mean, he's wearing a $5,000 suit, sweating all over it like crazy. And I'm just like, he's yelling these things. And I'm just like, oh, my goodness. What is this?
Terrible.
But you know, and that's the thing. You know, we shouldn't follow pastors or teachers. We should always check them with the Word of God. The Word of God never changes. The Word of God is true. So I'm thankful for the Word of God, but I'm also thankful for pastors that are true to the Word of God. And I feel that our pastors are. I'm thankful for Pastor Saul. Pastor Chris brought the message today, and it was spot on, man. You know what's spot on? When the Holy Spirit's convicting you, man, because the Spirit was just jabbing me, and I'm like, okay. You know.
That's good, because right before the Lord's Supper, so you get right before the Lord's Supper.
Right.
Perfect timing.
It was. Well, it's funny, because, you know, I had my friend Tim over here Saturday night, and we were talking about these. Like, yeah, you know, he's like, it's funny how, you know, sometimes I'm teaching Sunday school and, you know, I get people coming up saying, oh, that was good teaching. He's like, and then, you know, the one day that nobody comes up and you're kind of like, where's people don't come up and say, you know, thank. And I'm like, bro, you know what? It's probably the opposite of what you think. I said, when they don't come and thank you, it's probably that you actually was a good message and the Spirit's jabbing them and they're not going to.
Nobody likes those messages.
No, man. You know, and that's kind of how I felt today. But I'm thankful for our pastors, Pastor French. I'm thankful for Pastor Jason and all he does at our church, taking care of the grounds and a lot of things that he does just behind the scenes that nobody notices. So thankful for them, thankful for our church family, our church body. And just like Sasso said earlier, you know, as Christians, we should be fellowshipping, we should be united. And it's because we need to lock arms. And I mean, there's an enemy. And I think that's the whole purpose of it, because when I'm down, Sasso was going to come alongside me and say, bro, you know, why are you in sin, or why are you doing this? Or, hey, bro, you know, be encouraged. I know you're down right now, but be encouraged because the Lord loves you. Or, you know, whatever it is, we come alongside, we lock arms and we can fight the enemy, which, like you said, we don't fight against flesh and blood. It's a spiritual battle, and a lot of it is in our minds, you know, so.
Yeah. And second that on our pastors being going by the word. And I think Pastor Shaw, one of the only pastors that I know in my lifetime, besides, you know, my first pastor, Pastor Dick, that always went to Word of God. It was not, it's not my opinion. It's not what I believe or what I think, but it's What does God's word have to say about it? Always pointing back to truth.
Amen.
If you're in the last, talked about truth this past Friday. And I appreciate that because it always goes back to God's word because that doesn't change over time. It's consistent. It's not the flavor of the day. And a lot of these false pastors is what can make me money or what attracts crowds. And whether or not it attracts crowds, it's the truth.
Right.
And I think the Bible talks about in Proverbs, if you know, if you love, I mean, when you love, you tell the truth.
Right.
And that's what God's word is. And I second that with the, you know, this is a church that I've been in where I just been seeing consistent action about always pointing towards the truth. And I'm thankful for that because it's, and I've learned so much at this church. Not that I haven't learned in other, but it's just another level to me that God's given Pastor Shaw specifically that insight. He's been there 30 plus years and just, you know, just it's a different insight he gives of God's word, God's truth. And even in passages where you don't think, you know, and just like you said, Pastor Chris preached a message this morning from Romans 1 that was different. But I mean, just to go back to there, because when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imagination. Their foolish heart was darkened. And today we're just not a thankful people. And that's where this unholiness, ungodliness all stems from is a heart of ungratitude or not thankful to God. And in Freedom That Lasts, we have, in the beginning of Freedom That Lasts, it's a short testimony, a praise of what God's done in your life this week or just a praise to God. And there are some people that struggle with the praise. And to me, it's like, what? Like, were you born under a rock? Like, he hasn't done nothing for you?
Right,
like, you're here safely? Like, we're going to eat fried chicken at Wink from Winco? And you're not thankful?
Right.
Or just for his word, for your salvation, for something?
Or even just prayer requests in general. I mean, right? Because, I mean, it's like, is everything perfect in your life? I mean, somebody got to get saved, right? Somebody's sick.
Unless your life's perfect.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, and that's another praise that we can go. We have access directly to the Father that we don't have. We don't. He's not. He's a high priest, right? That is like us, right? Same infirmities, and we don't have to pray to Mary. We can pray directly to Him.
Amen.
That's powerful.
Amen.
And we take that for granted that we can even go to Him directly.
Well, that was symbolic when Christ died. It is finished, and the veil tore. I mean, that was symbolic.
The Holies was boom
right
gone.
There. We can come boldly before the throne of God and praise the Lord for
that. To not have a praise to me is wow. He should always be on our lips. That's what he tells us. We should have praise on our lips all the time.
Well, we were talking about this Saturday night. I mean, there's the pray acronym, you know, so you have praise. So when you pray, it's the framework, you know, you praise, you repent, you ask, and you yield. I mean, those are the four aspects to a prayer.
Mm-hmm. In the journal. Yeah.
So. Oh, it's in the journal too. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. I first heard it from Brother Steve Pettit when he was down here for some evangelistic meetings. And this is when we were in the old building too. In fact, it's a long time ago. And but yeah, he gave us that framework, pray. And I think there was another one. There's another one called ACTS. Have you heard of that one? I don't remember the acronym, but I know there's one, the ACTS. But anyway, it's a framework. I mean, but praise should always be in there. Amen. Praise should always be. We should always praise the Lord.
Absolutely.
So another thing here on my list, as we kind of wrap up here, that I'm thankful for is missionaries. Luke 10:2 says, and he said to them, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. And I'm just thankful. I know we've got some missionaries in Africa. I'm not going to mention where or anything, but they know who they are, and I'm thankful for them. They're in various countries that are very dangerous. And yet they're over there, and it's amazing to hear the reports that we get, and you have people just coming to the Lord in droves, and it's amazing. I mean, I would imagine in those places it's difficult, but man, you know, and they're, you know, they're poor countries. And so it's like here we're so plentiful and we have so much. But over there, I mean, when they find out about Jesus, that's all the hope. That's all they have to cling on to. And here we have this, and now we have our bank accounts, and we have our houses, and we have
distractions. Yeah.
You know, our refrigerator's full of food, and it's, you know, who's God? Who needs God? But over there, man, and so it's so cool to hear that. You know, so a friend of ours, he was a our youth pastor here at our church, and he went up to Reno to plant a church, and got a report from him the other day, And I mean, they're already in the 70s for, wow, for attendance. And it's like, praise the Lord. Amen. It's a dark city. From what I understand, it's one of the most unchurched cities in the U.S. And that's one of the reasons they chose to plant there in Reno. And they're thriving. And so I'm just thankful for all of our missionaries. We have I know we support a bunch of missionaries. And so we're just I'm thankful for them. Those that are in you know, high risk countries, you know, like Asia and those places, I'm thankful for them, man. It's so risky, but man, they're risking it all for the gospel.
Amen. Amen. I just want to close with a couple of verses here. Psalms 28:7, the Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoiceth and with my soul will I praise him. And I think my goal probably be when we may do another goals, 2022, if God gives us the time on that. And just to be more thankful, to praise him more. And I think we do it like, I don't know, like somebody says, hey, that was a great lesson you did. And you're like, oh, praise God. And that's just out of habit, but just having a heart of praise. Yeah. Of always pointing up to him. And I forget so oftentimes. And just, you know, if I got a raise at work, you know, I'll tell Rebecca or tell my mom and dad or something. But the first person I should thank is God. That's the first action I should take. And I just... Yeah. I don't praise him as I should or be thankful for. And even in the hardships, that's probably hard for me. And last Friday was a particularly hard Friday just at work. And I went to Freedom the Last and I wasn't feeling so hot. And I was pretty mad, to be honest, pretty discouraged. And I didn't thank God even for that. And just for this week was a lot better. And I could see the contrast. And I just praise God for that. And I'm going to just close with Psalms 101-5. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. I don't know how you sing or how bad you sing, but make a joyful noise. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us and not we ourselves. Thank God for that. And we are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. I pray this week that you at least take that one day to enter his gates with thanksgiving. But this should be a daily thing that we do. And into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting and his truth endureth to all generations. And I just want to say, Ben, just happy Thanksgiving to those of our listeners out here. And I mean, I don't know if you saw some on your list here, but there's just so much that we can be thankful for. And we can't, there's not one podcast that does it justice. But every year I would like to make a tradition, if God gives us the years down the road, to continue to be thankful for things that Amen. He does for us, because he does do things for us every second of our life.
Amen. And one of the last things I want to just mention, you know, just like you said, you know, things to work on. And I know one thing that was kind of made clear to me today was complaining. I think we do a lot of complaining, and I think we ought to have hearts of gratitude. And like you said, I think we need to be thankful and praise God more often. And I think that heart of gratitude, if we have that heart of gratitude, it's going to make it more difficult to complain. I mean, we shouldn't have anything to complain about, really. I mean, the fact that I'm breathing right now, that I have air in my lungs, that I can see. I mean, I know people that are blind, the fact that I have legs and arms and I can type and I can see what I'm looking at here. And, you know, I'm just thankful.
Well, you see scowls on people even at church, like where they're just, oh man, that person's bitter, brutal. Yeah. And a Christian ought not to have that. Right. Our attitude, our face should reflect what God has done in our lives.
Amen.
Because I mean, if you're a Christian, like, you're going to heaven. Like, why are you mad, bro? You know what I mean? You're going to heaven.
Amen to that. So just like Sasa, I want to wish you all a happy Thanksgiving. My challenge to you this week, guys, is be thankful and maybe sit around the table whether it's with your family or your kids or whatever, and be specific and be thankful, but don't just be thankful to God.
Amen.
Because he's the one who gives good gifts. All good gifts come down from the Father of lights. Amen. And so we need to be thankful to God for all that he gives us, because he gives us abundantly. I mean, just like the podcast, Abundant Life, he does give Amen. Us that abundant life. And so be thankful this week. So I want to thank you guys for listening. Again, please follow us on social media. Now we've got extra channels. We're Instagram, Twitter, Facebook,
YouTube.
And check out our rebranded website.
Very nice. Looking for those taco reviews.
Looking for those taco reviews. And be sure to subscribe to the podcast. And again, if you could give us a 5-star rating if you feel we deserve it, but give us a rating and also give us some feedback. We'd be really grateful for that. And we just want to thank you guys for listening.
Thankful for you subscribers out there.
Very thankful for you guys. We love you guys.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. We'll see you on the next episode.
Bye.
Bye for now. Next time.
Thank you for listening to the Abundant Life Podcast. We pray you were blessed by today's episode. Please visit us online at abundantlife.fm. Until next time, may God bless you.